2, 1, begin transmission.
Yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting, yes, I can speak, another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, which starts right now. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and it's a beautiful day, but not in the sense that you're probably thinking. It is extremely overcast today, heavily overcast, and it rained overnight. I'm not sure how much it rained, but everything is still sort of wet. I heard it start raining at about 2 a.m. last night, so things might be good for what? That's right, mushrooms. So we've come out today to Herrenhaven. Just because the other places I wanted to go were kind of packed. I wanted to go to OPPD, but there was a ton of people there. And it's still kind of rainy. It's cool. It's breezy. I don't know what everybody was doing out. And so right now, I'm just sort of walking around the picnic table here at Herrenhaven, looking for mushrooms back here. Because this is where we often see stuff in the fall. Oh, and I see something over here by the fence. Is that what I think it is? So I think it is. It looks like we've got, oh, not just one, but two elegant dog stink horns. And I think I'm going to take a picture of that. I've got the mushroom camera with me. The little camera. So I'm gonna try to get down here and, oh, they're lit kind of funny. What if I'm on this side? They're kind of under this fence. Yeah. This is gonna be kind of a strange photo. But I don't want to say those are the first elegant dog stinkhorns I've seen all year, but I think they're the first ones we've found live during the show, so that's good. And since we're looking for mushrooms today, we're going to have to walk up here to the bocage to see if there's anything interesting growing on any of these logs. Alright. Usually there's some Caprinus popping up around here. Where's my mushrooms? Huh. Not seeing much of anything. Oh, there's a squirrel above me. He's thinking about throwing walnuts at me. I don't see any of my white jellies or anything. Should I be surprised? Well, kind of. One thing that we need to take into consideration is how hot it's been. It's been over 90 degrees for the last couple of days. And it is now mushroom temperature. It's about 72. These measurements are in Fahrenheit. And so, I don't know if the ground temperature got down low enough, fast enough to produce any mushrooms today. But we're going to find out. We might find some tomorrow. Obviously, we had those two stinkhorns grow. So now I'm in the forest, walking along the path. What's this? Is this a new mushroom or is that something old? That is something bizarre. And here's something on the other side of it. What is this? Here's something completely unidentifiable. What the heck is this business? We got two clubs. Two club-like dingles coming out of this log. Huh. Don't know what this is. But we're going to have to keep an eye on it. Very unusual. Oh, I think I just hurt my hip too. Ow. Oh, it only hurts when I laugh. Ow. Ow. Whew. Yeah, so anyway. Because it rained, it's very humid. But it's very cool, and the wind is blowing. So, it's kind of chilly right now. I'm looking at some of these tiny, tiny microscopic mushrooms that are growing along the path. How's our orange mat coprinus doing? This log and this log, they have orange mat coprinus on it. Looks like the orange mat is doing well, but I don't see any mushrooms popping out. What about this one? Nope. We got all kinds of fungus here at Fungus Haven. I'm looking for mushrooms. Yeah. Oh, I may have hurt myself. Now, see, this log's got something growing on it, too. Nothing's popping. But I think that is also going to be orange mat coprinus. That's in the early orange mat stage. And the reason it's called orange mat coprinus is because there's just this orange fuzz, this orange mat of fuzz that grows on the sides and bottoms of logs. And then it produces mushrooms. So that's always interesting. All right, well, while we're here, we might as well walk out to the boardwalk and check these logs, because one of these logs had that white jellies on it. And I love jelly mushrooms. They're not here today, though. Wow, there's walnuts all over the path. Some squirrels are not doing their jobs and eating these walnuts. Alright. What do we have in the sub pond today? Oh, we've got a scratty. There's a scratty. I love it when it rains because the dudes come out. Oh, he dove. Mr. Scratty is swimming along and he's got a mouthful of grass or something. That means he's lining a den or something. He dove. He must have seen me. Now where is he going? Is he over there? Where is he? Where is he? Is he gonna pop back up? Oh, I think he just spooked a frog, so he must be right there. Where's that dude going? Where's that? Oh, there he is. He's popped back up and he's moving over there. Some people coming out of the back of the forest over the land bridge very rapidly. Walked right by our Scratty. Scratty froze for a minute and then he pop back up. Okay, there's my Scratty. Where's he going? Jeez, he's climbing up the bank a little bit. This is when I wish I had the good camera. Well, I don't know if it would actually do me any good. Because he's hiding now. He's hiding back in there in the grass. And he's pulling up grass things. And here he comes. He's popping back down. He's jumping down. He's about to get back in the water. Where's my Scratty going? What's he doing? Now he's shaking the little baby's breath bush. What the hell is he doing over there? He's... Okay, I don't know how to describe it. This Scrat is apparently chopping down. He doesn't like this one little spray of flowery stuff. And he's chopping it down. Maybe he likes it. Maybe it's just so yummy, he's got to eat it. I kind of want to see if I can get over there. If I could go on the land bridge. What's... Oh, he's just... What the heck is going on over there? I can't actually see him. He's hiding under the grass levels, but he's trying to pull something up out of the ground. And this whole bush is just shaking. Now, the people who came across the land bridge have now walked out onto the boardwalk, and they got two tiny little kids, so I'm gonna walk around, get on the land bridge myself, and try to figure out what this Scratty is doing. Because he's working really hard on something here. Now, are we gonna be able to see anything from here? We gotta be very quiet and sneak up here with a lot of stealth so we don't spook our Scratty. Because he's up here on the bank somewhere. Okay. I must be close because I can see that stuff still moving. Yeah, he's right under there somewhere. I can't see him. Uh-oh. Is he on to me? No, he's still doing stuff. What is this guy doing? I can't actually see him, but I can hear him crunching and munching. And he's causing quite the commotion. It's like he's just shaking and jumping on this bush or something. What is going on? Oh, he's having some fun, whatever he's doing. What a nice Scratty. Oh, he's back in the water. Yeah, and he's swimming away. He's collecting something. He's after some particular plant. All right, okay, he dove. I can still see the ripples of where he's going. Is he swimming over to the side? Is there a Scratty den over there? I can't tell. Where did he go? Yeah, see, there must be a den right over there somewhere at the water level or slightly beneath it because he just disappears right over there. Okay. Very interesting. It looks like this Scratty is lining his den. They go out and they find specific plants and stuff that they like, and they pick them, and then they take them back and put them in his den. I don't know what this little dude is after, but there was something specific that he wanted underneath all these plants, and he got it. All right, so we're heading into the back 40 now. All right, some Scratty action. I do love Scratties. He's looking pretty big, too. So he must be getting all fattened up for the winter as well. All right, there's a few walnuts in the path. There's a lot of walnuts in the path right here. These squirrels need to get to work. Start grinding down these walnuts. And into the wall blind I go. And there's walnuts down here in the wall blind too. So, what's going on in the back of the billabong today? Well, I don't see anything. Oh, wait, no, there's a duck. He was hiding behind a log. So we got one duck. And I should also mention there's a lot of clear water out there. The duckweed is going away. So we've got one duck, about half the duckweed that was there earlier this summer, and that's about it. Well, I think there's a couple frogs on logs, but you know, when is there not frogs on logs? Since speaking of which, as we exit the wall blind, we come around Frog Harbor. I'm looking down in there, I see little frog heads sticking up out of the water. Some frogs sitting on logs. That was weird. Did I just smell coffee? Huh. Don't smell it anymore. Yeah, there's a lot of frogs down there. There's a lot of walnuts in the water, too. There's a lot of walnuts on the path right here, because, well, that's a black walnut tree right there. Oh, all these squirrels are falling down on the job. They need to be shucking these walnuts and grinding these nuts down. Chomp, chomp, chomp. All right, I'm walking along the path, and I'm checking the logs on the side of the trail here. Looking for mushrooms. I'm not finding anything. Lots of, especially right here, lots of interesting smells. I guess just the smell of decaying leaves. There's a lot more leaves down now. Lots of yellow leaves on the trees and lots of yellow and brown leaves around on the ground. And you can smell them. It smells like autumn rains. So, I'm at the bend in the path where we sometimes see deer. I'm staring back in there, checking out all the logs, not seeing any mushrooms. I'm not seeing any deer. I'm looking up on the ridge, not seeing anything. There's some logs behind me now that I have to check. Huh. Not finding much in the way of fungus. I thought this would be a better day for fungus. Wait, is that something on a log back there? Okay, here's a typical thing that happens. You see a log, and there's something brown on it. Is it a mushroom, or is it a leaf? Oh, in this case, yeah. I can't get back there. But there's auricularia growing on that log. Okay, well, a little bit of tree ears back there. Always fun. I do like auricularia, because it's weird. And it's, you know, fairly prominent. You can find it just about anywhere. Ooh, I hear something moving around back there. Is it just a squirrel? Or is it some kind of dude? Who knows? It's too far back there. Alright, so I'm moving along, checking all these other logs. Nothing. I really thought we would have found more fungus today. This is kind of why I wanted to go to OPPD, because, you know, there seems to be a better luck. But it was packed. Jeez, it really sounds like there's some kind of animal back there. I'm now standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And there's ducks. There's about half a dozen ducks just lazily hanging out. Some of them are swimming, some of them are standing on logs trying to sleep. And I'm not finding any more fungus. Where, oh where, are all our mushroom buddies? Could have sworn today was going to be a booming fungus day. Apparently not. Maybe tomorrow, if it stays cool like this. Gotta wait for the temperature to get just right to have mushrooms. Now I gotta check by this tree, because there's something that sometimes grows by this tree that we like. And the wind is blowing. And all the little drops of water on the leaves is now falling on me. It's not raining, but it's trying to trick me into thinking it's raining. Oy. Okay. So, for lack of any fungus, we're going to look out in the big blind. So here I am in the big blind. There's ducks swimming around. There's a couple of ducks on the new log, just like four. There's eight ducks swimming. And there's some more ducks swimming. And over in the delta, we got one duck hanging out. There's a group of six ducks swimming over there. And who's just standing there, right in the duckweed? It's Big Bluey, everybody's favorite blue heron. And does he have something in his mouth? Is he holding on to something? It's hard to tell at this angle. He's standing at a funny angle. And actually, back behind him, another, maybe 30 yards, there's a tree that has fallen into the water, and there's something on that tree, and it kind of looks like, it doesn't look like a duck, it looks like a green heron. So I'm suspicious. I think there might be a green heron out there. Oh, he turned. Yeah. It's kind of far away for identification, but I'm pretty sure that is a green heron. Big Bluey is fishing, and he's in a deep area. He's in water past his knees, but he's stalking. He's got his head tilted to the side. He gave up in that spot. He's walking back towards the shore. He was onto something, but apparently it disappeared. Come on, Big Bluey, get yourself some fish. All right, speaking of Big Bluey, I'm pretty sure that's a green heron way out there. I'm seeing a good profile now, and it's definitely the look. Is there a squirrel in that tree? Why is that tree moving? Yeah, there's a squirrel. He just picked a walnut. All right, so I'm scanning the rest of the rim of the pond, looking for more herons. Herons in trees or herons in other strange places. Don't see much of anything. Nothing going on. Oh, look at that nice Big Bluey. He's so nice. He's standing up straight and tall now. He's huge. His body, butt to head, I swear to God, is 4 feet long. Oh, what is that in metric? Oh, call it 125 centimeters. What else is happening out here? That seems to be about it. Well, not finding anything exciting in the way of mushrooms today, like I thought I would. But at least we saw Big Bluey. He's our buddy. He's so nice. All right, I'm walking out. Walking past the stupid vestigial wall. I can hear some ducks quacking out on the isthmus. And I'm looking. Still looking around. Looking around for some mushrooms. I'm not finding anything. Huh. I guess that's the bad news. The good news is... Guess what happened to me last night? I was just watching TV. I was checking the schedule at about 12:45. And I discovered that one of my favorite TV shows in the whole world, in the history of mankind, was going to be on at 12:00. Not the whole series or anything, just one single 15-minute episode. Of what show? That's right, Perfect Hair Forever. If you've never seen Perfect Hair Forever, I should warn you, it's not for everyone. But if you like taking weirdness as far as it'll go, Perfect Hair Forever is the show for you. I think you can stream it from adultswim.com. And at one point in time, the episodes were on YouTube. So you should be able to find it. Just search for Perfect Hair Forever. And to make things even better, you know, they didn't list which episode it was going to be, but of course, when midnight rolled around, I had my TV locked onto Perfect Hair Forever, and just by coincidence, they played my favorite episode. Episode 4, I think it is. And the title of the episode is Happy Suck Day. Oh, and it is probably the most bizarre episode. And why is it my favorite episode? I don't know. Is it the first one I ever saw? One of the reasons I love the show so much is, you know, I only got cable and a TV a couple years ago. And in the first week of having cable, this was nearly 10 years ago now. You know, I was going through the channels one night at midnight or sometime late at night, and I found this show, and I said, what the hell is this? And it took me a long time to even figure out what the title of the show was, because I couldn't figure out when it was on, because it was only a 15-minute show, and at the time I didn't know that there was such thing as 15-minute TV shows. And they always played it at, they didn't play it at the top of the hour. And this is before the schedule could show 15-minute shows, and so you can never tell when it was on. I didn't know the name of it, so I only would catch it haphazardly. But oh my God, yes, I was happy to see my favorite episode of my favorite show. Okay, wait, we're sneaking out of the forest now, approaching where that Scratty was doing his work. I'm going to look down in here, see if he's still doing his stuff. I don't see him. He might be hiding in his den right now. Because he's not harvesting any plants or anything. So anywho, I'm going to keep on moving. Oh, and it was great because Uncle Grandpa, he was trying to make a video with a vacuum cleaner and a cake. And he got interrupted, and he had to go broker a truce between the hot dog buns and the cats, because they were having a war. The cat bun wars were ongoing. They were started by Brenda when she whispered in the severed ear of Gerald Bald Z. Oh, and what's his name? I can't remember the guy in the purple jacket. He's got a stupid name. The Lord of All the Animals or something like that. He got his hand ripped off by Astronomical Cat because he was holding the magical hamburger necklace, and Astronomical Cat swept down and ripped his hand off and took the magical hamburger necklace. Model Robot turned into an A-bomb and blew up. Rod the God showed up afterwards. Oh my God. It's such a, and this all was going down in 15 minutes. Well, 11 minutes, really. All of this packed into an exciting, action-packed 11 minutes. Highly recommended. Perfect Hair Forever. Greatest show in the history of mankind. And if you want to binge it, you can watch it all in about 2 hours, because I think there's only 7 or 8 episodes. Doesn't matter, because you have been listening to the Dubious Perfect Hair Forever Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow and each and every other day at 1930 to see what wackiness I get up to. As for now, I've got to go home, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.